Hey everybody, Andy Hamilton of Track Wrestling here with another edition of 7 Minutes. Our guest this week is Troy Nickerson, the head coach of the Northern Colorado Bears. Nickerson was the first 5-time state high school champion in New York history. From there, he went on to Cornell, where he's a 4-time All-American who placed 4th or better in all 4 of his trips to the NCAA championships and won the 125-pound national title as a junior in 2009. Be sure to check out the recent editions of 7 Minutes as well. We've had interviews in recent weeks with Yanni Diakamahalis, Gable Steveson, David Taylor, and Chris Bono. 7 Minutes series is brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com, your number one source for help during your recruiting process. High school wrestlers, if you want to wrestle at the college level, we believe there's a place for you. College Wrestler Recruiting will help connect you with coaches throughout the collegiate levels. They have complete guidelines and timelines to help you and your parents understand the recruiting process. They are wrestlers helping wrestlers. CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Sign up today and get committed. Northern Colorado coach and NCAA champion Troy Nickerson is our guest this week on 7 Minutes. Welcome in, Troy.
Appreciate you having me, Andy.
You ready to go 7 Minutes?
I am ready.
All right. Well, let's start with this one. If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, man. I would say, you know, be patient, enjoy the process. You know, I think it's, the sport especially can give you a lot of highs and a lot of lows. And, you know, just to have faith, be patient, and, you know, continue doing what you know.
What's the biggest break you got that helped you get where you are now?
Biggest break? I don't really know. I don't probably believe a lot in luck or anything like that. You know, I believe in hard work and dedication, you know. So I would probably say, you know, just being thankful for the family support I had grown up and, you know, having a father that was, lucky enough to be retired and be able to take me all over the country and expose me to some great coaches to, you know, kind of get me to the level that, you know, I was able to get to.
If you could spend a day with any coach in any sport, who would it be and why?
Oh, gosh, man, that is a tough one. I would love, I don't even know. That is a really tough one. Just knowledge sake, you know, just in just straight up, you know, trying to better myself, I'd probably have to say Coach K down in Duke basketball.
Okay. Who are a couple coaches in college wrestling you admire and why?
Obviously, you know, guys like, Rob Cole, you know, my college coach, obviously he's proved himself as, really, understanding, the sport and, kind of the business side of things and, how to develop and grow a program. I learned a lot of that firsthand from him. I've got a lot of mentors, a lot of coaches, a lot of friends who, I talk to on a, daily basis. I don't know that, I could, name them all right now, but guys that are, currently in, obviously you got to give, Coach Kale some credit down at Penn State. He's doing a fantastic job, it's obviously, recruiting is a big deal, but, getting those kids to perform at a high level is, what it's really all about. And, he seems to do that pretty consistent. So I certainly admire that. And, guys like, the Brands brothers, even in Iowa, they're doing a fantastic job of, getting those kids to perform and believe in, what their values are as a program. And, I think there's a lot to say for that.
You mentioned recruiting in that answer. So I want to shift gears to recruiting for a couple questions here. When you look back on your coaching career, it's a young one still, but which recruiting loss was the hardest to deal with?
Recruiting loss. I don't know that there's one, they're all tough to lose, obviously if I'm recruiting a kid, I want, I think everyone, I don't think it ever gets any easier. They all sting a little bit, you wish you had that kid in your program if you really recruited them at a high level, but, really confident in the kids that, have bought into our program and, that we have with us currently and, kids that are coming in the near future. And, that's all I can ask for.
When you look back on the process yourself as a prospective student athlete, What do you remember about the process? What are the most vivid recollections you have of it? What were your top three choices, and why did you pick Cornell?
Oh, man, I mean, that's a difficult question. I mean, I don't know that, you know, from an early stage that Cornell was really kind of even on my radar a little bit. You know, I think I kind of fell victim to, you know, it being too close to home and, you know, not realizing what was right in front of me. You know, obviously at the end of the day, you know, it you know, all came together and made a lot of sense. But, you know, at the time, I mean, my other visits, you know, I took a visit at Harvard, you know, obviously the academics meant a lot to me. I took a visit at Minnesota, you know, they were certainly a powerhouse, at that time, and West Virginia actually. And, you know, I mean, I could have seen myself at any of those schools, but, you know, ultimately Cornell was, the best fit for me.
How often do you have dreams at night about wrestling?
All the time. You know, I mean, you know, there's always, you know, whether I'm, you know, dreaming about the future for, you know, my current student athletes or, you know, having nightmares about the past, you know, I think it's always, you know, something that's always been a huge part of my life, always going to be a huge part of my life, you know, so I don't see those stopping anytime soon.
Which match in your past sticks with you the most?
Gosh, you know, I mean, you gotta probably say, you know, my national championship, the year I won it. You know, I think, you know, just being, seeing all that hard work come true, you know, and being able to, you know, really, you know, grasp that ultimate goal for me. I mean, that's obviously big. I mean, although I feel like I've probably wrestled far from perfect that match. You know, I mean, luckily it was, enough at that time.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
Oh, man. Wrestling has one governing body and I don't know. I'd have to give that more than 7 minutes to think about for sure. I have no idea. You know, I think wrestling is in a pretty good spot right now. You know, I really do. You know, I like the direction we're headed and, you know, I like the leaders we have in place. I think, you know, we've got some, you know, real great leaders with a lot of great vision. Yeah, I'd probably need more than 7 minutes to think about that, Andy.
Okay. Who's one guy you've wrestled in the past that you really enjoyed scrapping against and why?
Oh man. You know, probably the guy that I, you know, there's probably a couple guys, but you know, one of the guys I always enjoyed, competed against was, Steve Mitch, wrestled at Drexel, and for his college career. And Steve and I had kind of grown up together. I mean, we wrestled each other ever since we were probably about 5 years old and, you know, seeing that kind of rivalry continue all the way through college and beyond. I mean, you know, it's just kind of neat to see. So I think he was always a, one of those guys that, you know, really enjoyed competing against.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
Oh gosh. The most interesting thing, gosh, that is a great question. You know, a lot of people don't know that I do have a twin sister. You know, I think that is one thing, you know, obviously, you know, having a twin, you know, the same age, you know, took a lot of time, you know, away from her, and, you know, her following me around to a lot of gymnasiums with wrestling and whatnot, but she's been my biggest supporter and, you know, one of my biggest fans throughout my entire career. And, you know, certainly couldn't have done it without her and, the rest of my family support.
What's she do now?
She lives in Maryland, actually, and her and her husband, you know, are involved in real estate, and, you know, they're having a very successful career down there. They got a couple kids, or one kid, another one on the way here in a couple weeks, so they're enjoying life.
We'll wrap it up with this one. What's the greatest compliment someone can give you as a coach?
You know, I mean, I would certainly say that, you know, or I'd like to say that, you know, I'm here for the right reasons and, you know, I do it for the kids and not for myself. You know, I mean, you see a lot of coaches that maybe, you know, are there for their own glory. You know, for me, I really became a coach because I appreciated everything my coaches did for me, you know, and I can't tell you how many times I've gone back to my college coaches and, you know, even beyond said, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I realized what a pain in the butt I must have been to work with. And, you know, so, you know, that was honestly one of the, you know, the main reasons I got into coaching and just wanted to be able to, you know, to give back and, you know, give these athletes, you know, what my coaches gave me. And, you know, if they could say that I was here for the right reasons and, you know, that was for the kids, that's enough for me.
Great stuff, Troy. Thank you so much. Enjoyed having you on.
Appreciate having me, Andy.